Some of the experts I talked to pointed out that the trend started happening in the 70s during recession time then. Manufacturing has just really fallen by the wayside. Those kinds of jobs aren't available, that or they don't pay as much as they used to. And at the same time, the cost of education has gone up exponentially. And you put those things together and you have a big hurt.
Is there any particular thing that dating back to the 70s, was it outsourcing? Was it politics that kind of led to this shift?
One of the things that happened was in manufacturing, one of the experts I talked to pointed out that car makers had a big set of competitors in foreign countries in the 70s. It wasn't good enough to make cars. You had competition making good cars, and that had a lot to do with it. And yes, outsourcing jobs, both were a part of it. And the idea that those manufacturing jobs weren't out there, what was left paid less.
And so one example you give of this sort of shift comes from a man named Jorge Chapa. Tell us his story.
He is a sociologist at the University of Illinois at Champaign. His studies are in sociology, particularly demographics and minority studies. And he had been a lab worker from the University of Chicago and had to collect brain samples from a meatpacking plant in Chicago. And so he got pretty familiar with meatpacking and saw that they were paid really well at the time, like what would be the equivalent of $65 or $70 an hour when he did a study in 2004. And so that was like 10 times what they were being paid when he did that study. What he looks at now are the kinds of issues related to middle class economy, immigration, and issues like that, and the kinds of things that are totally affected by this. And looking at the story, I contrasted him with the story of a homeless meatpacker who spoke before the General Assembly in November on the minimum wage issue. She told them that she didn't make enough money to have a place to live after paying for transportation to get to work. So the two really played off each other, that this once good-paying job doesn't even provide a way to pay for a home.
And just looking at the article here and what Chapa did say, when he was first working around meatpackers in the 70s, he says they earned good benefits and $17 an hour. He says, the quote, they went home to a nice house, two cars, and could afford to send their kids to college. So you write that in 2004 terms, that would translate to about $65 to $70 an hour, which is 10 times what they actually earned in 2004. I think that illustrates kind of what he's going at there.
Yeah. The salaries just went way, way down, even though the job didn't get any easier.
And so you spoke with experts, you looked at studies on this. How much info were you able to find about the shrinking middle class?
At one point, I feel bad about the trees I killed, I had a stack of papers on my desk about a foot high, and it was really hard to weed out what I was going to leave out of the story, because there were just so many studies that telling the same story. Things are not good for the middle class or low-income people either. All the wealth is going to that 1% we keep hearing about.
In Illinois and federally, changing the minimum wage, increasing it, has been discussed. Does it seem politicians are taking the shrinking of the middle class seriously? Is there much legislation that pertains to this issue in particular?
we in Illinois looked at minimum wage legislation, for instance, even had a referendum, an advisory referendum, and ignored what the people had to say, which was, yes, we'd like to see the minimum wage increase. And just in general, the problem keeps getting worse. Really, anecdotally, it sounds like, no, things aren't happening to improve the situation.
And what about those who would say people just aren't getting educated enough or they're not studying the right things? Did you run into cases where people were going to school and still were stuck with low-paying jobs?
Yes, but really, a source I talked to, an economist at the U of I, Darren Lobotsky, pointed out that maybe education is a way we get out of this, that although there are fewer jobs for people who don't have a college education, the jobs out there when you do have a college education are better paying. And so education is a way we get out of this situation.
So do you see the problem improving now that we're recovering from the last recession?
Actually, no, not in Illinois. Things aren't looking better. There was a Pew study done in January of last year that showed that fewer people than ever viewed themselves as part of the middle class. And that doesn't mean that there were more people who viewed themselves as part of that top 1%.
So more people are considering themselves to not even be as high as middle class status.
Right.
You did run into the Ift family, who describes themselves as being solidly in the middle class. Tell us a little bit about what you gleaned from talking to them.
Eric Ift, the patriarch, is a technical sales consultant for the crop division of Bayer, lives in Morton, and he talked about having to scrimp and save as a way to put his two daughters through college. He's got one daughter who's a senior at Eastern and another who's a sophomore at the U of I Champaign. And he is hoping that they will actually be able to get the jobs they want. And really, he said he feels for students who don't have access to pay for college and are going to be stuck with literally tens of thousands of dollars in loans.
What could make the situation better? How do we undo the shrinking of the middle class?
Well, one thing that really helps would be home ownership and the ability to save money so the burden is not put on future generations. So for individuals, that's a good plan. For the country as a whole, the economist Darren Lobotsky talked about how education is going to be a way out. Both if we improve our education system in general and for those people who are trying to get out of the middle class, education is one way to get out.